You know, we talk about the Book of Life. Did you know that God's Book of Life is available to us while we're here on this earth? Isn't that neat? In John chapter 6, verse 68, it says, Simon Peter replied, Lord, to whom should we go? You alone have the words that give eternal life. Wow, what a blessing, eternal life. You know, we have a lot of people that had gone on before us, and it's a testament to eternal life. Now, I don't know if you remember Patsy White, that was a member of our church, and has been a member for a long time, and she went home to be with the Lord on September the 9th, 2023. I have her picture, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, how can we know that she has eternal life? Well, it's because I had pastored Patsy, and her and I talked about it, and she believed what the Bible said, absent from the body, present with the Lord, and we know Patsy has eternal life. So, eternal life is a wonderful blessing, because the eternal life means that life has never ending. Now we think, wait a minute now, preacher, I am here now. Miss Patsy is not here now. How could she have eternal life? Well, God promises us when we leave this earth, if we trust in Him, we have eternal life. And that's what the story of the scripture was talking about. One of Jesus' friends named Peter said to him, Lord, you have the words to eternal life. So what did Peter mean was that if we listen to what God and His Son says, that's why we spend so much time in church talking about Jesus, because He is God who came here to tell us how we can have eternal life. And then He paid the price on the cross, the death, the burial, the resurrection, which says, oh, so death don't hold us, because Jesus was raised from the dead to show us that we have eternal life. Well, where do we find all that stuff? Well, we find it right here in the Bible. You know, I call it God's love letter to us. Everything that we need to know about this life that we're here now, and everything that we need to know about life eternal, we can read it from the Word of God. The Bible tells us so. It's like God's love letter to everybody, not just you and me or Miss Patsy. It's for everybody, God's love letter. So when we read what God says to us in His Word, the Bible, we learn how to live forever. Now, that's a special gift that God has given to us through Jesus. But, you know, it's like any other gift. You got to accept it. And if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you got it. Eternal life. And we decide where we're going to live after we leave this earth. We can either live with the devil or we can live with God, the one who created us. What a special gift we have. Amen. So make sure you read God's Book of Life. Every chance you get, sit down and just read a little bit of it. You will be blessed, because it'll refresh your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. God said thank you for tuning in to the online service. I say thank you for tuning in to the online service, because we need to encourage one another with this special gift of eternal life.